about the best of life in Harrogate. This is the Your Harrogate Podcast.
Hello, my name is Pete Edgerton and welcome to another Your Harrogate Podcast. Are you all set for the Easter holidays? If you are a mum or a dad and you'd like to save on some days out, how about half price tickets to Eden Camp? Taking a bit of history? We have them waiting for you and save nearly £30 on a family pass at yourharrogate.co.uk. Or what about taking in some fresh air at Thorpe Perrow Arboretum? A half price family ticket will save you over £20. Grab yours right now from the website yourharrogate.co.uk. Now, in just over a month's time, the Spring Flower Show is back at the Showground in Harrogate. It's the first major event in the National Gardening Calendar, welcoming the new growing season with a huge celebration of the very best in horticulture. You can book tickets if you so wish. flowershow.org.uk is the official website. And one local lady who's going to be very much part of it is Sarah Richardson. She's the founder of Leafy Couture. So, Sarah, great to be here. What a fabulous location, which we'll have a chat about in a moment. But first of all, the history of the business.
So I started back in 2006. I started with a kind of passion for wedding flowers. Loved the idea of being a florist. Did training for a couple of years at college and then decided that I kind of wanted to branch out on my own. And I started in my mum's cellar randomly with a nice table made of some wooden scaffolding planks and bricks. And eventually got a workshop, grew out of there really. And then we've kind of moved on to doing more bigger weddings, more events and flower school.
And also what's really good, Sarah, is that it's grown an awful lot since those early days.
Yeah, so we've kind of expanded in terms of, I wanted to look at like future proofing and what we could do and how we could like support. So we have lots of people come to our flower school and then they go and set up businesses and then that's it. And they message me all the time asking for help. And I was like, what can I do to kind of, you know, help? Really help. So we kind of decided to franchise. So we now have 5 franchisees and it's like organic and slowly growing, but you know, bigger things hopefully in the future, of these amazing passionate women who are now covering different parts of the UK to help us to grow forward Leafy Couture. So super exciting.
Nice little community building up.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's great because we all bounce off each other and we've got 6 days of support here to really help them. And some of them are more into the teaching side of flowers, some are more into weddings, some more funerals. So it's all encompassing really, which is it's magical. There's so many different things you can do with floristry.
So where does that passion come from?
So I think it comes from being around, like growing up, my parents were art teachers. So I think, you know, I'm surrounded by art and texture and colour and just nature makes people happy. I was doing a really crappy job. I went to university, did sociology, and then was like, right, now what do I do? That was interesting, but what do I do? And I much enjoyed working in a restaurant when I was at Newcastle Uni and I was working in a restaurant. It was much more fun. So I was like, right, I want to do something with people. And then somebody bought me a bunch of flowers to say congratulations on this temp job in a bank, which I was rubbish at. And I couldn't stop looking at them. I was looking at these flowers thinking, oh my God, I'm getting so much joy from them. I want to do this. And then that's where it went, really. So
what a great story.
Yeah, it's bonkers, isn't it?
I love that. A little bit different being here in Arthur in comparison to the tune.
Yes, yeah, indeed. Yeah, I do miss it though. Like Newcastle was such a great, it was a great time to be around people and the restaurant was such a buzz. But we do get that adrenaline buzz here, you know, like on a wedding morning, when you're setting up in a marquee or setting up in a venue and you just see it all come together. You're working as a team, which is kind of similar to a restaurant, isn't it? And equally exhausting, but the outcome is amazing. So
yeah, to see all the smiling faces. Yeah. That's what makes it worthwhile,
brilliant.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So Creskeld Hall is where we are. Just tell us how this particular building, because it's fantastic. It's literally like, when I first walked in, I thought, wow, this is like walking onto a bit of a TV set where you're presenting a programme to do with gardening and flowers.
It's great. World. So, yeah, so we're it's a private family home. They used to do open gardens here for like 25 years. So we look out onto the paddock. We're surrounded by beautiful established trees that have been here 100 years. So it's nice and light and air and airy and whatever. But yeah, the workshop we've got, it's like an Aladdin's cave, really, I think. We've even got a fireplace, which is quite comedy for a wooden building. But yeah, we built this and I wanted it to be a good backdrop for our flower school. I want brides to be inspired and it changes all the time. So we've got the tables in the middle now because we had a flower school on Saturday. So we're teaching arrangements, spring posies on Saturday. But then as the week goes on, we've got a bridal show we're doing flowers for. So it'll get moved out again. And sometimes it's a classroom, sometimes it's a workplace. So
I mean, if people are interested in, obviously, using you for their wedding flowers,
yes.
they can come here,
yeah,
in here,
absolutely.
And you can sit down, have a brew, have a chat about yeah. what they're after.
Yeah, so we kind of help people think about the vision for their day and what they want, whether it's, you know, a registry office and then they're having a marquee, or whether it's a big church do, anything really. No two weddings are the same. So yeah, we love it. And we show people all the vases, get vases out, candelabra, you name it, we've got it.
Is there one simple tip that you could give me and everybody else listening when it comes to flower arranging, that the absolute basic, the fundamentals of it?
I think if a buying tip would be to buy seasonal. So buying seasonal means you've got amazing quality and a good price. You'll always get something really beautiful. And when you take the flowers home, make sure that you put them in fresh water and recut the stems every few days. That, you know, that will give you your flowers, and keep them away from like heat and light yeah. sources. But oh yeah, always buying seasonal. So we buy from all over the world flowers just because of the volume that we need. But really passionate about local growers. We work with a lot from Yorkshire, and that kind of season is May to September, October time, depending when the frost is. So we try and support British where we can. We work with, you know, those growers.
Is it getting trickier because nobody knows what the weather's doing next?
I think it is. It's weird, as I've been doing this 20 odd years, and I think the seasons just merge and they change, so there's no...
Almost getting two seasons, aren't we? Wet, really, really dry.
I know, it's very hard for the growers, really hard, I think. It's been, you know, COVID and then tough times with all the glass houses and gas prices and stuff. But so, yeah, we try and support everybody, you know, buy from amazing places in Ecuador and Colombia and Kenya.
Wow.
Yeah, really cool, you know, where they've got, they're looking at water for the communities, building schools. It's not, you know, there's so many different aspects
brilliant.
To floristry, it's bonkers.
Yeah, yeah. Things that people don't actually think about, don't consider.
This is the Your Harrogate podcast.
So let's have a chat about the workshops that you do. How regular are those, or does it depend on who wants the workshop?
Yeah, it varies. So we do from 2-hour workshops to 5-day workshops. So if you wanted to just come and have 2 hours out of your life, you know, where you can just think about beautiful flowers and learn a new skill, we do those quite often on a Saturday. And then we've got 5-day courses if you wanted to learn, like, introduction to floristry, it's called. So like little bits of lots of different aspects of floristry. And we've launched lots of businesses. Loads of people have gone on, you know, teaching half of Yorkshire to be a florist, it seems. And then we've also got professional development courses. So if people wanted to specify in weddings, we do lots of things like that, and workshops with other suppliers. Like, we bring a photographer in, teach photography for weddings. You know, we do all sorts. So yeah, it's good.
That's a good
place to be.
And I'm assuming that a lot of that will be what you implement when you go to the flower show?
Yeah, super excited about the flower show. This year, I love the briefs that Nick gives us. There's so many random things that we've done for the show, that from like dressing a bus shelter in Harrogate Centre once with flowers. We did this like flower bomb pop-up thing. We've done all sorts. I've done a flower bathroom where I had like tulips sprouting out the bath.
Brilliant.
And the toilet. But this year it's the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, which is like an amazing brief. So we're going to create an area to emulate that and focus on houseplants. So I'm doing lots of reading about houseplants at the moment, and, you know, just showing people how they can like bring greenery inside into their homes.
And is that easier than working with flowers?
Yeah, 100%, because we're not stressing so much about the water source.
Yeah,
so, or with flowers, when you're working on events and shows, with weddings it's like one day, it's got to be perfect. But with a show, you've got the build up and then you've got to set it up and then it's got to last perfectly, because you don't want people coming on a Sunday. The Thursday and the Sunday guests have to have the same experience, don't they, at the Harrogate show? So yeah, so it's tricky, but plants will hopefully make that a lot easier.
You've done the show for a number of years now.
Yeah.
Is there one particular aspect that you could pinpoint and go, that's why I love it so much?
Do you know, I quite like, you know, when we stand and like nobody knows, you know, people don't know who you are, and you stand and you watch people's reactions to what you've all made.
Yeah.
I love that. I love listening in to people, like especially when we did the bathroom. That was amazing. Just listening to people, and quite often ask other florists if they want to come and do something, because not everyone gets a chance to do big shows, and it's, you know, a lot of florists work on their own. So, you know, I like that aspect to it as well, building and working as a team. But yeah, I like sneaking back and seeing people's reactions.
So when you start to prepare for it, how much work does it take to actually set up for that show?
Now we're starting to like plan. We've got some stands in today, trying to think about levels, because it's such a big space. I think we're in Hall A and it's quite a big space really. So we've got to think about how you want it to be. It's not going to be flat, it's going to be tall and big and all-encompassing, so yeah, we've started to plan already.
Very satisfactory when it all comes together, though.
Yeah, nerve-wracking. I probably won't sleep the two nights before.
You're a season pro, yeah, you'll be fine.
No, definitely won't sleep. It's the adrenaline, and I'll have done the show like four times before we actually do it.
Do you rope your family in as well, or do they take a back seat?
They like coming and going to the food court, that's for sure. But yeah, over the years, they've all done a bit in my family, definitely. And when we've done like the autumn show, my parents, they grow dahlia here for me, so their dahlias have been included, and they're always super happy about that.
I bet, yeah. Proud moment for mum and dad
absolutely.
Coming along.
Yeah, it's really good. But yeah, I know this year it'll be, my kids are, they'll probably just want to look at the food section.
Well, here's hoping they enjoy the food section, but more importantly, good luck with the display.
Thank you.
At the Harrogate Flower Show. If people want to find out more about your business, maybe for weddings, workshops, what's the best place to look?
The best place to look is our website, so leafycouture.co.uk, and on Instagram as well, we are leafycouture, and we've got loads of inspiration and floral things on there. Your Harrogate.